Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
For 50 years, there have been despicable and violent attacks on life, many of the worst happening in the last year alone. Yet we are steadfast in standing up and providing a voice for the voiceless and the most vulnerable, the unborn who cannot speak for themselves.
New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik looked back over the last year since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down abortion rights across the nation. Since then, 20 states have implemented a range of abortion bans, while in others, courts blocked them pending further litigation. Abortion remains legal in 24 states, some of which enacted new protections. In 2024, Maryland and New York voters will vote on amendments to enshrine reproductive rights in their state constitutions. First Lady Jill Biden says consequences go far beyond a woman's right to choose.
Women are being denied access to medications that treat arthritis and cancer, even when they aren't pregnant. And survivors of rape and incest are being forced to travel across state lines for care.
Meanwhile, youth activists are calling on elected officials in Washington to enact better gun reforms. Education Week's school shooting tracker shows there have been 167 school shootings between 2018 and June 2023. Alea Eastman, a survivor of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, feels schools shouldn't be war zones.
We can and we must do more to ensure that no one has the fear of joining this club nobody wants to be a part of. I call on those who serve at the will of the people to stand up and join our fight so we can pass sensible solutions. And if not, get out of our way.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis visited Nevada for a fundraising event in Gardnerville, where progressives say his policies are a step in the wrong direction. Don Echeverry, Nevada State Education Association president, cited Florida's education policies as a sweeping set of restrictions on classroom discussions on race and gender.
When DeSantis calls his effort the parental rights bill, let's just call it what it is, the Don't Say Gay bill. This law is about hate and nothing more. All this bill tends to do is target our LGBTQ+ students who are some of the most vulnerable in our communities and in our schools.
An Arkansas federal judge has struck down the state's law forbidding gender transition treatments for children and teenagers. The case was viewed as a test of whether transition care bans for minors would withstand legal challenges. In this first-in-the-nation ruling, Judge James Moody Jr. said the law discriminated against transgender people and violated the constitutional rights of doctors. He added the state failed to prove several claims, like transition care was experimental or carelessly prescribed to teens. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.